today on the Marvel Cinematic Universe podcast. WandaVision's delayed. It's not delayed. It is delayed. It's not delayed. It might be delayed. Everything's delayed right now. Bridger Walker, a six-year-old boy, gets praise from all of the Avengers for being a real-life hero for his sister.
It's such a sweet story. All that, right out, we have no control over. Welcome to the Marvel Cinematic Universe podcast. My name is Matthew Carroll.
And I'm Jeff Randall.
Jeff, first thing first, before we do anything else, we want to thank our June patrons. For a lot of reasons, we had a couple crazy records this month. And I always like at the beginning of the month to thank our new patron pledges. And so let me thank our June patron pledges. We have Zach D. Alston, Lane Middleton, Connor Cook, Yeti, love it, Devin Burgess, Robert Ward, Thomas McNeil, and Alyssa Haynes are all either new or upgrading patrons for the month of June, and we always try to give do a thanks at the beginning of the month, and this month we didn't do that, so I want to go back and say thank you.
And we're sorry.
And we're sorry it took us a couple weeks to get to it. It really, like, you guys' support has meant the world to me lately, like, in a very, very tangible way.
You're keeping Matt fed.
Yeah, like, legitimately, because of the increased support over here, the podcast has become, like, because of the increased support of the patrons and because of my lack of work, weirdly, the podcast is now a part of my income. Like, probably more percentage of my income than I would like to realize. Because most weeks I'm not working. So, and with the way the pandemic's going, I don't know that I'm going to go back to work really the way I used to. So,
more this year.
Yeah. So I'm going to be doing I'm trying to make music and podcasts and see if I can actually make money that way. And because of you guys, I've been able to make a small amount of money from this show every month. And that has, hugely helped me. So thank you very much. All of you guys and all the guys from the last few months and all the guys who've been patrons for years now. Some patrons have been with us like almost, I think it's 3 years now. We just hit 3 years.
Did we?
Yeah. 3 years of some patrons have been in since the beginning. I think Nathaniel Muzzy was the first.
I feel like we should have sent out so much more swag by now.
Well, we're about to send out our last of this next big series. Okay. So,
oh yeah, we're closing the Infinity Saga.
Yeah, that's right. We've been making these glasses with a different stone on a different color, legally nondescript stone on one side that just happened to line up with certain colors. So when you collect them all, you've got all the, you know, certain stones that might or might not be related to Marvel, and then our logo on the other side. So yeah. If you want to get in on that, it's the last one to do it. We're about to finish the series. So thank you guys again, all you patrons. I really, really appreciate you. Okay, and the shirt winner. We have been running. First off, PandaVision, our new show, has hit number 36 on the Apple iTunes charts. Number 36 for after shows.
In the US?
In the US for after shows.
Like, that's crazy.
That's the highest we've ever hit on any chart. So, like, even the MCU cast has ever hit on any chart. So, thank you guys. That's freaking awesome. And that is because all of you guys went and subscribed. Subscribed and you reviewed it. Reviewing it is huge. And so, as we've mentioned, we're giving away shirts for people who review it. We're giving away a shirt every couple weeks. And our shirt winner for this week is Podcat Junkie STL. So, Podcat Junkie STL left a very kind 5-star review on PandaVision. And that is because of all you guys doing that. We hit 36. That's crazy. So, if you guys can do more this week, we will continue to give away shirts over the next few weeks. So, go subscribe, check out the show. We're really proud of it. We're watching The Boys right now, and we're about to start doing Umbrella Academy. So basically it's going to be our home for shows that don't fit into universes. So if you haven't heard us talk about it yet, that's PandaVision. Check it out.
Yeah.
It sounds like WandaVision, which is our main thing in the feed this week. That's the main thing in the news is WandaVision.
That has been the main thing. And it's kind of crazy because it's been back and forth. Like, you know, people are saying that it's delayed, and then other articles are saying it's not delayed and Deadline misprinted or something along those lines.
Screen Rant had an article that was the thing that was causing me confusion, because it was like, WandaVision has been delayed until 2021 is what the headline of the article says. Then other articles say WandaVision has not been delayed and it is maintaining its release date of December. And I was like, what is going on? So I finally went and read the articles, and Screen Rant's article, which is Screen Rant's a good source normally.
Sometimes.
But the source, like when you look at it, it's so dumb. It says WandaVision has been delayed, and then it says update in parentheses. And so when I click on it, I read the update. The update is WandaVision has not been delayed. This article is wrong. Like, it's basically that's what the thing is. It's just like, by the way, this headline is not true. Like, that's what the article says.
Yeah. Well, if they put that in the title, you're not going to click on it.
That's
because you're going to be like, oh, I'm not going to read this article because it's wrong.
Stop making me mad, Jeff.
I'm sorry.
Stop making me mad. Yeah. No, you're right. You're absolutely right.
Yeah. I'm sorry. That's news for you. It all sucks.
It is. Like, news these days just sucks.
Just in general.
Yeah.
But you know what doesn't suck?
What's that?
Real life heroes.
Yeah, dude. Tell us about this real life hero. You guys heard about this? Oh, yeah. No one can answer me. No one?
Oh, Matt. You're the hero. It's been you the whole time.
Aw.
But no, this kid, the 6-year-old kid, Bridger Walker, jumped in between a dog and his 4-year-old sister to defend her during a dog attack. And it ended up with him getting like over 90 stitches. And, you know, he had to go through a couple hours of surgery. He's got all kinds of bruises and scrapes and cuts and stuff. And like, this kid saved his sister. And he's been cited as saying, like, if someone was going to die, I thought it should be me. Like, this Aww. Is a kid. This is a kid that's laying it down. He's laying himself down on the wire to let the other guy crawl over him, you know, in a very Captain America way. And Chris Evans himself sent a video to Bridger telling him how absolutely brave and amazing he is. And promised him that he's going to track his address down and send him an authentic Captain America shield.
That's awesome.
It's so good. And then,
yeah, in the video, guys, watch the video, like seek out the video that, they have a video of Bridger Walker receiving, the video from Chris Evans. And it is just Chris Evans being at his most Captain America and like telling him, you know, like, you did the right thing. It's because of kids like you, you know, that, kids like you make the world work. Like, it's just really, really a sweet thing. And it made me feel great because I often think about like where we get our morality, and in this world where, you know, religion is not as high as it used to be. And like people have all kinds of different value systems, and we're all trying to deal with these. It like really is encouraging me that like the Stan Lee like model of morality that like, and the Marvel model of morality is actually making a difference in these kids' lives. Cause even if, you know, I'm not saying that like this kid thought of, Captain America when he jumped in front of his sister, you know, but like these heroes, you know, these actors who play heroes are getting on the internet and like encouraging people and being like, this kid, watch this kid. This kid is doing life the way we're supposed to do life. Like, this is the kind of stuff we should be doing for one another. And it's really touching. It really is.
Yeah, absolutely. And Chris Evans is not the only one. Tom Holland jumped on and got on a call with him and invited him to the set of Spider-Man 3. He said, you'll always be welcome as my guest when we're shooting. And the kid was wearing his Spider-Man pajamas and was just completely like awestruck, starstruck at Tom Holland being on the phone with him. And it was so cute. And then RDJ sends him a message. And he's like, he's in full Tony. Like, he's in full Tony mode. He's like, I heard that Cap's going to send you a shield. Well, I got something better for you. Call me on your birthday. I've got a better present for you for your birthday. And he's like, and that's a promise. And a promise is better than a shield. Oh, man. It's so funny that, like, they're trying, it's like divorced parents fighting over the kid, you know, like who gives better gifts for Christmas.
Yeah, dude, totally.
They're just, it's exactly what it's like.
They're trying to out-hero each other, and I love it. I'm here for it, man. It's awesome.
Yep. And it's so, like, the kid story is touching by itself, but then when these guys who portray heroes, and, you know, to the six-year-old, they are those heroes.
Yeah.
You know? That is Captain America. That is Spider-Man, even if he's got a British accent. That is Tony Stark. Like, that's Iron Man. These are all his heroes talking to him and telling him how great he is. Like, this kid's never going to... He's never going to have a life that's the same that as, you know, as it was before.
Yeah.
He will always and forever be able to be like, I was the kid that the Avengers got behind.
Well, and the thing is, he really did put himself on the line here. The kid got like 90 something stitches in his face.
Yeah.
You can see his face is very...
Yeah, he's hurting.
Very, very damaged. He's really hurt. And the fact that it's making me choke up. This kid who's hurting so bad, who did these things for his sister, these actors who play the heroes we love are stepping up and like making him feel special and encouraging him and making sure he knows he did the right thing. Like that's just, it's just awesome, man. It's just a cool story.
Yeah, I agree. Stop crying, Matt.
Sorry.
We have a show to do.
All right. Well, I think it's about time we dive into some feedback, see what's going on out there in the world of the listeners.
All right. So first up, we got Ben Cockrell. Hey, guys, I've pretty much mapped out what food all the Avengers would be in my head after that cast. And another thought came up in my mind. If the Avengers / villains were songs, what would they be? For example, I would pick Tony to be Iron Man and Peter Parker to be Another One Bites the Dust. Too soon? What song would y'all pick to best describe the great characters? Loving the podcast and Trivia Nights. Thanks.
Hey, thanks, man. Thanks for coming to Trivia Nights. Woo! Yeah, what song would the Avengers be? Another One Bites the Dust is a horrible, horrible, rude answer.
that applies to at least half of the universe.
Yeah, but it's just most heartbreaking. So that's what I think. I only responded to Ben by saying rude. I probably came off seemingly pissed off. I just thought it was funny. Okay, so let's see. We got a Hawkeye. We got the heroes. All the heroes.
We got heroes. We got heroes for days.
Man, I really should have prepped for this. You know, like I always throw these things in the feed and then I don't really think on them too much.
I just copy and paste, man. That's what I do. It's my job.
Just the copying and pasting takes like 2.5 hours just to get all the stuff together. So, you know, to sort out all this stuff. So I don't always have time to think about every song. Let's see. Black Panther gets King of the Road.
Okay.
It's just the first song I thought with King in the title.
Oh.
King of the Road.
Oh, I just can't wait to be king.
Yours wins. Black Panther gets I Just Can't Wait to Be King from The Lion King.
Not like this, man. Not like this.
No, sorry, that one's sold. I'm sold on that one. Oh man, that's good.
Oh man, okay. Widow is Free Fallen.
Oh no, guys!
Oh no,
not like this!
Not like this!
Why? Why you gotta only?
I got a victory and then an oh no, back to back.
Yeah, but you already did it, so I was we're keeping it. Free Fallen. Okay, sure. So rude. Tony. Ooh,
Cap is wanted dead or alive.
Tony just needs something good and snappy, you know?
He's a 20-minute jazz odyssey.
I was just trying to reference the way he died.
Oh, I get you. Yeah.
Something good and snappy. Huh?
You know, something with a lot of energy.
Let's see. Jazz Odyssey could be good. Jazz Odyssey. I mean,
or anything by Great White.
Ben said Iron Man, and I feel like that's...
It's a bit on the nose.
Yeah, sure. Absolutely. But I feel like, you know, you can't get away from it, though. It's right there.
It is. I mean, it's made for him.
It's true.
Hell, it's in the ending credits.
I feel like Captain America has to be something pretty cheesy.
See, I was thinking Wanted Dead or Alive, because on a steel horse he rides.
Mmm. It's true.
He's a fugitive.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I like it. I like it. What about Winter Soldier?
Hmm.
Did the fugitive, the old TV show, have a theme song? It wasn't me, it was the one-armed man. Anyway, that's way too old of a reference, isn't it?
Yeah, probably. Oh God. So he's not under control anymore. He's his own man. He's a real boy. He has no strings on me. Ain't no strings on me. That's the one from Pinocchio.
It could be good. Ultron already kind of has that one, though.
Oh, Ultron did do that.
Yeah, Ultron has that one. But, you know, yeah, that we're talking about which Avenger. So, yeah, sure. No strings on me. I like that you got two Disney songs in there, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
It's good. It's good. Who are we missing? Doctor Strange? It's got to be something trippy, like something 60s, something psychedelic.
He's just the entire, the album, The Wall.
It's just an entire Pink Floyd album. Sure.
Yep.
Sure.
Yep.
That works. The Wall. And Falcon gets Tambourine Man. And we're done. All right. What I like about this is I knew we wouldn't come up with the best stuff. Like in this in the moment, we're not going to come up with the best, most but amazing. But we're
sparking the conversation that's going to last months.
Yep, exactly. So you guys, if you have any songs that you want to throw out as the song that represents,
you're going to anyway. So we're going to go ahead and invite it.
Yeah, I like it. It's gonna be good. It's gonna be good. Like maybe we'll make a Spotify playlist or something of like,
oh man,
of the winning songs.
Yeah, or you can do covers of all of them and play them.
That's true. I could do that.
Play them before trivia.
Yeah.
Every week.
Yeah, every week. Just over and over.
No more requests. Here's these.
This is what you take what you get. But you played it last week and the week before. And the week before. And the 6 weeks before.
And Iron Man's my favorite.
I am Iron Man.
It's going to be really weird to hear that meow, wow on your acoustic guitar.
Mm-hmm. It's not going to come through the same way.
it's going to be a little bit of a riff on it. John Hyde says, just rewatched Age of Ultron, and it is actually Nick Fury when he talks about the Nexus. He pulls apart his sandwich from corner to corner, making it diagonal. One more thing. Helen Cho does live. You see her walking around in the new Avengers facility shot.
Okay.
Thank you, John Hyde, for answering these very important questions.
They were. Yeah, we couldn't remember she lived. And then, which I think we did settle on that she lived. But so he's saying that this is Nick Fury because he cut. I forget what Sandwich Gate was about. Well, Nick Fury says that he doesn't like his sandwiches cut corner to corner, right?
I don't know. He says he cannot eat them if they're cut corner to corner.
But then he cuts it corner to corner. Is what John Hyde is saying. We said we couldn't see it. Like, we watched that scene. He's saying he saw it. I don't know. I don't know, John. I trust you, but, you know, trust but verify.
And I trust you, I haven't verified.
I feel like we looked pretty hard, and we didn't see him actually do it.
I don't feel like we actually looked that hard.
Okay. I feel like we did.
I mean,
we were literally on the podcast. We spent a while
talking about it.
We were on for 20 minutes going back and forth in that scene. We could never like definitively say it was a corner, but pulls apart his sandwich from the corner to corner. Interesting. Please stop me from going back to Disney Plus right now. I feel like we should probably keep moving.
Fat Thor abides.
All right. Yeah. Who is that?
I think that's the name.
Oh, okay.
It's Fat Thor Abides.
I like it.
And I'm totally on board.
Yeah.
So I've been watching Marvel shows I missed or just never got around to over the years and supplementing it with the podcast for the episodes. Sad I missed out on this while they were airing, but a great way to kill some hours mid-pandemic. Thanks for everything. Hail Hydrate.
Hail Hydrate. I'm going to do it. That's what, for those of you who have missed out on all the fun at the, on trivia night, Hail Hydrate is one of the things people can tell us to do by spending points, and we drink water. it sounds less fun than it is, I feel like.
Yep. You know, they spend a little bit of points, they remind us to drink water and stay hydrated, and I changed the name of it to Hail Hydrate because it just makes sense.
Yeah.
And I made a custom emoji based on it with the Stranded Panda logo, or with the Stranded Panda Hydra logo and a water bottle attached to it. Like, it's great. I don't know.
Yeah. I feel like even describing it that way, it sounds kind of lame, but it's a lot of fun, you guys. Come check out trivia.
Come drink water with us.
That sounds like the most boring thing ever.
Potentially also dangerous. Come get water poisoning as we spend all of our points on Hydrate.
Oh, man.
It's better than the ones where they spend the points to tell me to do an accent for an hour or a minute.
I think it's 1 minute.
It's 1 minute. And they're always here lately, it's been less an accent and more like a character in a situation. It's basically scenes from a hat. I'm now doing improv in the middle of trivia.
You really are. It's pretty funny. I love it because they keep being like, this character in this voice, this character's voice doing this thing. And it's been really silly. Been really, really silly.
Like, what was it? Arnold giving a sex ed talk to sixth graders?
Yes, I think that was one of them.
And Ashley played the part of the sixth grader? There's things that you're missing if you're not on Twitch. Stranded Panda After Dark.
Yeah, Stranded Panda After Dark is what we do after. It's a silly time. Twitch.tv/StrandedPandaTV over there if you want to come.
Come drink water with us.
Yeah. that's our new slogan.
Hail Hydrate.
Our new slogan is Stranded Panda After Dark, come drink water with us. It's so bad. It just seems so silly.
It's so silly. I'm going to put it in the Stranded Panda chat right this second.
Our sponsor for this whole month is Audible. They have a new Audible original called The Sandman, based on the DC comic, The Sandman. And we are super pumped with this. So pumped, in fact, we are going to cover it here on the podcast as a way of thanking Audible for supporting the podcast this entire month. So
yeah,
Audible, you guys are awesome. Please go to audible.com/The Sandman and you can hear the new audio play.
Yeah, it is already there. It is already up and rolling. Just, you know, you've got Audible. If you don't, you need it. Because you got to go listen to The Sandman.
Yeah.
It's an audio experience, really, based on the best-selling DC graphics novel written by Neil Gaiman. First off, like, check, want it. It's been adapted and directed by Dirk Maggs. It's hailed by the Los Angeles Times Magazine as the greatest epic in the history of comic books. Like, that's reason enough to go and listen to this audio adaptation. It's been decades in the making. It stars James McAvoy in the title role.
McAvoy.
The man himself, yes. We follow Morpheus the Dream Lord, as he's pulled from the Dream Realm and imprisoned on Earth. When he finally escapes, he must restore his power to rebuild his dominion, and that's just the start of it. Like, it's featuring a powerhouse ensemble cast. We've got Riz Ahmed, Kat Dennings, Michael Sheen, and more. In your wildest dreams, you've never heard anything like this. Go listen now, only on Audible. You go to audible.com/thesandman.
Yeah, guys, check it out. Here's a little 30-second preview of what you'll hear on this Audible original.
The year was 1916. Roderick Burgess conceived a plan. He would capture Death.
You are Death.
Is it him? He's back.
The Sandman's a fairy story. He's back, John. Dream of the Endless.
Greetings to you, Lucifer Morningstar.
Hello, Dream.
I have shown him fear in a handful of dust.
The Sandman, only from Audible, in association with DC. Just close your eyes and listen.
All right, guys, I hope you come and join us in checking that out. We'll be dropping that. We're going to do a review of each of the three stories individually over the next couple weeks, and we'll be doing that. So go check it out, audible.com/thesandman.
Ben Delverde says, "Hey guys, me again, and I was just listening to your Magneto or Doom podcast. The first feedback was a question about Endgame, where they said, why not just go back to where Thanos was on the farm before he used the stones? Apart from the really obvious reasons you point out, that would be a really boring movie, and the movie would end up 45 minutes long. Hope you're doing well until next time. P.S. I completely flipped out when you replied to my other email."
Whoa, no need to flip out. We're only human, Ben.
I am nothing more than a man.
Oh man. No, yeah, that is definitely another a good point, Ben, that the movie would be short, be 45 minutes or whatever. But like, we don't answer these questions we try not to answer these questions in a meta way. We try to like solve them in universe. Because that's what headcanon is. If we just solve it, like why the writers wouldn't do that, that lets the writers off the hook too easy.
And, you know, like looking back on it, it was so crazy for them to go to Thanos. And, you know, at the beginning of the movie, when we were like, oh my God, this is going to be like, we were debating on whether or not that scene was at the beginning of the movie. When they go to see Thanos, and we were like, how's it going to end? Or is everybody going to die right there? Like how, like what's going to happen? Are they imprisoned? Like we never thought that they would actually beat him. We never thought that they were going to win. And then they did. And it broke our brains.
You mean when they beat him?
Yeah. When they went to whatever planet he was on and Thor cut his head off.
Yeah, dude. It would just that like 5 years forward, like was the best surprise in theaters. I freaking loved that.
Yep.
It was awesome. Yep.
Was fantastic. Let's see. What's next? Marshall Naylor. Time traveling to Thanos's retirement plan. In response to the email last week about if the Avengers could time travel to Thanos' garden, I think whoever sent that email, sorry, I don't remember who it was, has a great point. Thanos was already weakened. The second step just made him weaker. If they went before he snapped the second time, the fight that we saw at the beginning would have been about 30 seconds long. Also, please don't say that wouldn't have been safer. Safer than what? Creating at least 7 different alternative timelines? Take Cap's Bucky's alive. You know now that the Cap from that timeline has heard that. He's going after Bucky. And if Hydra/S.H.I.E.L.D./Hydra gets wind of that, the events of Cap 2 will be very different. S.H.I.E.L.D. would fall differently. Maybe in Hydra's favor. Or maybe it doesn't fall at all, and eventually that one Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. What If episode happens. And that's just one example. Anyway, I know it sounds like I'm pissing on these things that can be great opportunities, but they're also problems. Thanks, Marshall Naylor. P.S. If you guys want to see me write an email about how Winter Soldier is still the best MCU movie, I know I'm not the only one who thinks that, and how Ant-Man and the Wasp is shit, I'll do it.
Hey, man. Yeah, do it. And Ant-Man and the Wasp is shit. You know, to each his own.
I disagree.
Yeah, I disagree. I think Ant-Man and the Wasp is a pretty fun movie. I think Thor the Dark World is shit.
Ooh.
Sorry.
Cut me deep.
I watched it today in preparation for trivia this week, and Oh man, it's got its problems.
it's got some issues. I will say that.
Anyway, more than I remembered. Like, there are things I remembered I didn't like about it, and then watching, I'm like, oh yeah, this is bad too. This is also bad.
I don't like how in Act Two it just kind of shifts into becoming a heist movie.
In what way? Sorry.
And they're all sitting around the table saying, like, how are we going to get out of Asgard?
Right. See, I enjoyed that. I enjoyed that part. I really did. But the big thing that I think the movie is bad at is it doesn't give us reasons they do a lot of the things they do. Like, I don't know. At the end, when Thor is going, it's like we never know what decisions they're making or why they're, like, we know why they're making them. We know what they want to happen. But, like, there's no reason at the end, they give him those spears that he uses, or those, like, scientific instruments that he uses as spears to throw into Malekith.
Yeah.
You know? And, they never have a conversation about what needs to be done there. They're just like, these things can stop him. And then he, like, walks in, and it felt just, like, weird. And, like, they never have a conversation of, like, this is the thing that needs to happen for us to win this battle. They just kind of, I don't know, they sort of faked their way through it, and I never really know what's going on or, like, why. It's a cool visual, him, like, walking through the ether as it's, like, destroying everything around him. And the final fight sequence is super inventive with all the different things going. The reality stone is warping everything and making all these things transfer back and forth. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
it's bringing things portals from different realms to Midgard.
And also just moving things around Earth, too.
Yeah, and honestly, that kind of felt like it should have been, like, space stone material.
Right,
but
totally.
Whatever.
Totally, totally. And I did think the reality stone wasn't used well. And then the other thing that I feel like the whole point of that whole sequence is that it's completely unpredictable. So it removes a lot of choice from our heroes. So, like, in that final battle sequence, they do things and it's like everything they do has random effects. Like, even at the very end, like, the ship is falling, it's about to fall on Jane and Thor. And you're like, oh my gosh, how are they going to get away from that big ship? And a portal just sends the ship elsewhere. Like, there's such a lack of agency in that movie. And then when they are making decisions, we don't know what their decisions mean. Like, it's a really poorly, poorly plotted last scene.
Yeah. The pacing is off. There's a lot of issues with that movie.
Yeah. I will say, though, the thing I liked, I always liked it on something positive, and I think some of the dialogue is great in that movie.
Okay.
Some really, really just fun lines in that movie, which I won't say too many of, because a bunch of them I'm probably using in trivia tomorrow.
You know, that was back when Thor was still in his kind of Victorian era, so to speak, when he, you know, Shakespeare in the Park kind of Thor. And when I went and rewatched it a couple of weeks ago, I was like, man, I miss this guy. Like, I want this well-spoken, eloquent guy to be Thor again. Like, can I have that?
I like it. I like the new one more, though. I still feel like he's pretty eloquent and well-spoken. He's just funnier now. The thing I really miss looking back is, like, I really miss Odin. Odin is the one who gets most of, like, the really great epic lines that feel Shakespearean.
Yeah. Well, that's also Anthony Hopkins having such gravitas on screen.
Oh, for sure. But I just mean, like, there were a number of lines I just wrote the entire line down because the line was just, like, so well spoken and well said. I really like him in that, and Loki too. Like, Loki is his son in that way, and that's a lot of fun. We were talking here. I think responding to Marshall Naylor, we got completely derailed to talk about Thor: The Dark World because I watched it today. But speaking to Marshall Naylor about, I think that the plan to go after the into all these other timelines is dangerous, but I guess the question is dangerous to who, which is kind of a shitty way to be a hero, but basically they go endanger a bunch of other timelines so they can save their own, which I don't know if they fully understand that they're doing throughout that or not, you know?
Yeah, I don't think that they really see the potential in that, because it wasn't until they had already gone back and created these branch timelines, it wasn't until that was in the process of happening and it got explained to Dr. Banner that we even knew that that was a possibility. And then in the moment, he's like, oh, yeah, well, we'll just bring him back.
Yeah. Yep, yep, exactly. I don't think they really understood what they were doing, because they definitely were being pretty...
loosey-goosey.
Yeah, loosey-goosey with the timelines. Loosey-goosey with the timelines.
Stranapana After Dark. Loosey-goosey with the timelines. I don't think that one works as well.
Nope, I don't think it works at all, but I like it.
Oh, man. The Surreal Jim Shady says, hi guys, just an update on where I am on my catch-up. I've been doing the Netflix shows in order of release and have just finished Punisher Season 1. I think that's 86 episodes so far. Ooh. Jessica Jones 2 is next. My review so far is that I have enjoyed all the shows, Iron Fist less than others, but I think you would have expected that as much. Everything else is great, and I didn't expect to like Punisher as much as I did, but I think he's brilliant in that role. Thanks again for your tips, and we continue on to the end. Excelsior.
Excelsior to you. I'm glad you're enjoying your rewatch. I think those are some of the best things to come out of the MCU. Like, as much as I love the movies, those shows are just so meaningful to me. They're just so much, they're so, so in-depth, you know?
Yeah, they're meaty.
Mm-hmm. Meaty. Meat.
Yes, speaking of keto.
yeah, keto. How's keto going?
Keto, there have been times where I'm like, I might die. Like, just feeling real rough, and then I'm like, oh wait, it's because I'm dehydrated as hell, because mm-hmm. I don't have glycogen in my system that's holding on to water for me anymore, and I drink water and I feel better, but my appetite control has been like markedly improved with this new lifestyle.
That's great. Love it.
There are some impulses that have been really difficult to deal with, though. Watching other people eat pizza is still really tough.
I'm sorry. I'm just going to bring a pizza to trivia tomorrow and just like
eat it for that. popcorn was sat down close to me recently, today, actually, and like smelling fresh popped movie theater butter popcorn. I was like, I might come out of ketosis for this. But... there are things that have helped me through it. You know, I found some zero net carb bread at Aldi that's stellar, so I can have sandwiches again. I found some keto friendly cereal at Sprouts that's pretty good. It passes as cereal, so you know, get to have cereal again.
Love it.
And then the best thing that I've found is by Fat Snacks, these keto cookies that are just phenomenal. Like, they're not the best cookie I've ever had. I've made better cookies. I've made cookies that tasted overall better, but like, for what they can work with, these are fantastic.
You go ahead and send me a link to that, brother. I'm gonna try them.
They've got them at Sprouts, but I went on Amazon and got a 24 count box. Mm-hmm. It was just like, I'm gonna snack on these for a couple of weeks.
Awesome.
That and I got a couple of large tubs of pork rinds. Giant tubs.
I just don't feel good when I eat all that. Like the keto thing, it doesn't make me feel good. I do better on low calorie balanced kind of thing. But I know for your situation, that's like what you need. But
yeah, I have to avoid carbohydrates and all sugar.
Yeah. You know.
Yay the beetus.
Anyway. Yay the beetus. You're kicking its butt, though, man. I'm proud of you working so hard.
Trying. Leo Burton says, maybe in the film, the reason why Taskmaster is after Natasha in the film is that he's working with Thunderbolt Ross. Also, she helped Captain America out briefly during Civil War. Also, due to the comic book character, maybe Yelena betrays Natasha in the film and is working with both Thunderbolt Ross and Taskmaster. My thoughts on who the Thunderbolts could include are Emil Blonsky, Abomination.
I would love that.
He's in custody. We last saw him in The Incredible Hulk. Yelena Belova, unknown status, gonna see her in Black Widow. Taskmaster, unknown status, gonna see her in see him in Black Widow. Batroc the Leaper, Zsolzh Batroc, currently in custody as of Captain America the Winter Soldier. Justin Hammer, in custody as of Iron Man 2.
Please bring back Justin Hammer, please.
Please, if nothing else, for the dancing.
Yeah, for sure.
Give me more Sam Rockwell dancing.
I love Sam Rockwell.
Scorpion, currently in custody as of Spider-Man Homecoming. The Shocker, currently in custody as of Spider-Man Homecoming. And Vulture, currently in custody as of Spider-Man Homecoming. This could also mean that all of the Thunderbolts have already appeared and have been developed, but haven't been used to the best of their ability.
Hmm. Take a couple of those out and you almost got Sinister Six there.
Almost. Yeah. Almost.
Yeah, yeah, you got a Sinister Eight. But no, I think that's a... But he doesn't mention him, but yeah, obviously Thunderbolt Ross would also be... He mentions it up top, but yeah, would also be probably as Red Hulk in that too, right?
I mean, he was a part of it at one point, but like having him create the team and kind of be the, you know, the benefactor and kind of the de facto leader and then, you know, subsequently give himself powers would be great on screen.
I could see a Thunderbolts movie where like he creates the team and then he gets the Red Hulk, he becomes Red Hulk. Maybe he's experimenting with giving them all his team extra powers or something, and he uses it on himself, becomes Red Hulk, and then, like, they have to fight him. That could be fun.
Ooh.
Like almost like a Suicide Squad, but, you know, done better. Tim Roth coming back as Abomination and, like, getting to play in, like, a Suicide Squad type movie would be my dream. I'd love him.
I would watch the shit out of that.
Yeah. Me too. And him playing off Sam Rockwell. Oh my gosh. Actually, they're in a movie together and they're great. I just remembered. Mr. Wrong, I think is the name of the movie.
Never heard of it.
I know. I'm really surprised. No, Mr. Wrong is not it. It's Sam Rockwell and Anna Kendrick, of all people. And it's one of them. It's my favorite genre of movie. Do you know my favorite genre of movie? I know I've told you before.
Time travel.
That's right. Hitman romantic comedies. Oh. My favorite genre of movie, and it's a hitman romantic comedy called Mr. Right. And it's Anna Kendrick and Sam Rockwell, and they're like... It's kind of a superhero movie, kinda. It's like they sort of feel the flow to do like crazy superhero type things, and Tim Roth is the sort of the antagonist throughout the movie, and it's, man, it's great. It's so good.
Okay.
Mr. Right, check it out.
Sure. Where might I check out this rated R hitman romantic comedy?
It was on Hulu, I think, at one point, but I don't know if it still is. But it's out there. Right. It's out there.
And here's the reason it's so damn good. It's written by Max Landis.
Oh. Wait, didn't he do...
He did Chronicle.
Yeah, he did Chronicle. He produced Chronicle. He didn't write... Did he write it?
He wrote it.
Okay, gotcha.
He's also a writer on Bright.
Okay. I've heard Bright's actually good, and I have never seen it.
But I love it.
I heard a lot of people shitting on it when it came out, but then I heard people that actually watched it really liked it.
I love it. There's some problems with it as far as like world building, but you know, if you put those aside, it's great. The main thing that I know Max Landis from is his rant on the Death and Return of Superman.
Yeah, that's right. I know he, yeah. Okay. It's on Netflix right now. Mr. Right is on Netflix right now.
Okay. It's, I'll go watch that after the three episodes I need to watch.
Oh yeah. We should finish up because you have three episodes to watch for PandaVision tonight, which is wild. And I still have to watch one episode, which is, and edit all of this podcast we just recorded for 2.5 hours.
Still haven't eaten dinner.
Oh, goodness. Okay. Well, we're going to be done for now. Thank you guys for hanging out with us. We'll be back really soon with more. We're going to be recording our Eternals, finishing up the Eternals read of the comics this week sometime. Yeah. So sometime this week, we're going to record that and post it to our Patreon, our patrons. So if you are... been considering being a member of the Patreon, please join. We just recently covered the House of M storyline in relation to how it would relate to WandaVision, and then we are now covering Eternals since they're getting ready to make that movie, Neil Gaiman's Eternals run. Just doing some comic-y things over there since it's kind of like a spinoff of what we do here.
Yeah, a little extra for you.
A little extra for the patrons. So if you're interested in that, please check it out. We appreciate you. And let's see. That's all, folks. We have something else to record after this, and I thought we were going to do it now, but it's after we say goodbye to the people that we have to record the other thing. And yep. So I got confused.
Yep. I understand.
I love you all. Peace.
Until next time, true believers.
Ha 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 ha.